funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, a South Texas community partner for generations. Christus Spahn is proud to be a part of your life, caring for families and providing quality medical care to all. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, the Dr. and Mrs. Hugh A. Kennedy Foundation, and the Koch Foundation, supporting the Catholic Church and its ministries across South Texas.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. Good morning to everyone. Happy Pentecost. Wow, we really need the Holy Spirit, don't we? Now, praise God, we have arrived at this wonderful occasion where we celebrate the descent of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles, and we celebrate with it, of course, God's mission to you and me, to go out into the world and share the good news. My dear family, praying this Easter season has been filled with the faith and hope we all need to always hold on to what Christ has conquered and what Christ has defeated. He has defeated sin and death. He has conquered for us the beauty of the victory that leads us to the bright promise of the eternal life. What a great joy I hope and pray each and every one of us have had in this Easter season. And with the celebration of Pentecost, of course, we close out that season, but we enter the next season holding dear to everything Christ has shared with us in this season. I want to welcome those of you who are joining us here in the cathedral for the first time, or you are here visiting. Thank you. Welcome to your home away from home. And all of you joining us via television, radio, and internet, thank you for joining us wherever you may be, at home, at the hospital, nursing homes. But realize always how we pray for you, that your surroundings are always that of the Lord and His love and peace and joy. My dear family, to begin our time of prayer, we're going to ask God to bless the water that will be sprinkled upon us on this occasion that we celebrate this wonderful solemnity of the Holy Spirit, that we never forget what we have received in those waters, and ask the Lord to continue to strengthen us through that gift of baptism. Thank you very much. Lord our God, in your mercy, be present to your people's prayers. And for us who recall the wondrous work of our creation and still the greater work of our redemption, graciously bless this water, for you created water to make the fields fruitful and to refresh and cleanse our bodies. You also made water the instrument of your mercy, for through water you freed your people from slavery and quenched their thirst in the desert. Through water the prophets proclaimed the new covenant you were to enter upon with the human race. And last of all, through water, which Christ made holy in the Jordan, you have renewed all corrupted nature in the bath of regeneration. Therefore, may this water be for us a memorial of the baptism we have received, and grant that we may share in the gladness of all our brothers and sisters who at Easter have received their baptism. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Just keep the book, okay, and come back in.
Thank you.
May Almighty God cleanse us of our sins and through the celebration of this Eucharist make us worthy to share at the table of his kingdom. Amen. Glory to God in the highest. Let us pray. O God, who by the mystery of today's great feast sanctify your whole church and every people and nation, pour out, we pray, the gifts of the Holy Spirit across the face of the earth, and with the divine grace that was at work when the gospel was first proclaimed, fill now once more the hearts of believers. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the time for Pentecost was fulfilled, they were all in one place together. And suddenly there came from the sky a noise, like a strong driving wind, and it filled the entire house in which they were. And then there appeared to them tongues as of fire, which parted and came to rest on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in different tongues as the Spirit enabled them to proclaim. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven staying in Jerusalem. At this sound they gathered in a large crowd, but they were confused, because each one heard them speaking in his own language. They were astounded, and in amazement they asked, "Are not all these people who are speaking Galileans? Then how does each of us hear them in his native language? We are Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, inhabitants of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the districts of Libya near Cyrene, as well as travelers from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, and yet we hear them speaking in our own tongues of the mighty acts of God. The word of the Lord. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different forms of service, but the same Lord. There are different workings, but the same God, who produces all of them in everyone. To each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. As a body is one, though it has many parts, and all the parts of the body, though many, are one body, so also in Christ. For in one Spirit, we are all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slaves or free persons. We were all given to drink of one Spirit. The word of the Lord. next week.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked, where the disciples were, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." The Gospel of the Lord.
My dear family, on this wonderful occasion of the solemnity of the beauty of the descent of the Holy Spirit, Pentecost, it is for us to ask ourselves one question in a special way, this particular Pentecost, where we are able to regather again for the first time, having last year not been able to do so. The psalm said it beautifully, "Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth." How true that is. How much we need that renewal in our world. But before we get to the whole world, what does the Holy Spirit have to renew in you? In me? Because this is where it has to begin. What must he renew in you? And please, please don't be tempted in thinking of your husband or wife, what he has to renew in them, in your children or in your parents, and what he has to renew in them, in your grandchildren, in your priests, in your deacons. Please don't think of that. No. Think of what he has to renew in you. What is it? Because the Holy Spirit is open, the Holy Spirit is willing, but you have to open the door. And so do I. What do you feel that you are running low on, or perhaps have lost altogether? What has challenged you to the point of almost throwing in the towel, or throwing your hands up in the air, or falling to the ground and just wanting to stay there? What must be renewed in you? Because as much as Jesus so beautifully, he breathed the Holy Spirit upon the apostles, he has breathed that Holy Spirit on us. Most of us have been confirmed. Pray for our young people who will be confirmed at 12:30 today. What a great solemnity that will be. But for us who have been confirmed, baptized, St. Paul reminds you and me that we can't say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. And as true as that is, you must also remember that the Holy Spirit is the one who helps you, strengthens you and me to see the beauty of what is there, that he never wants you to lose sight of. Most especially your life. How he never wants you to lose sight of your life and its beauty. And I don't know whether there is someone out there thinking that my life is so worthless. Why bother? You must listen to the Holy Spirit that reminds you of how your life is worth everything. In the eyes of God, and in the eyes of she who is the bride, the church. That's us. But what must be renewed in you and me? What must be renewed in your marriages? What must be renewed in your relationship with your children and children with your parents? But it's about you renewing something in you. Because that is so important for us to remember this day that we celebrate this wonderful occasion of the coming of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles who were just as lost as any of us. Just as guilty of sin as all of us. But in spite of that, Jesus believed in them and sent them on a mission, never to lose sight of who would be with them, the Holy Spirit. And how beautiful it was that the mission of the church begins with the descent of the Holy Spirit, which means you and I are a part of that. And how much we need a renewal, a re-strengthening, a refurbishing of what is our life, what is our beauty, and what is the love that it comes from God Himself. On this occasion of the wonderful gift of Pentecost, this is the only question we have to ask ourselves. The only question, one question. What must be renewed in you? In your relationship with the Lord, so that the beauty of your relationship with one another remains strong, remains vibrant, remains fruitful, remains joy-filled, hope-filled, love-filled, that you're able to share and you're able to receive. And you're able to enjoy. What is it, my dear family? I hope and pray you be honest with yourself. Because if not, then you're the only one that cheats yourself. And you're not meant to be cheated, my dear family. You're meant to be blessed. You're not meant to be shortchanged. You are meant to receive the abundance. And with the Holy Spirit, we can receive that. What is it? Oh, God is just waiting for you, for me, to say, Lord, renew in me. And fill in the blank. Because I can't fill in that blank for you. And no matter who is closest to you, they can't fill in that blank either. Only you can. So, treat yourself. And turn to Him. And let Him hear you. Lord, send out your Spirit upon me to renew so that I may always enjoy what you have given me. The beauty of this wonderful life, and enjoy it with the beauty of those you have given me. It begins with the domestic church, and through that, the universal church is renewed. And through her, yes, the face of the earth will be renewed. With faith, with hope, with love, with compassion, with generosity. That is what we need. But it begins here. how I pray for you, and please pray for us that we do the same. In case you forgot, this is what it is. Lord, renew in me, fill in the blank, and then you'll be able to go, I am renewed. I am renewed. And you all deserve to go, I am renewed. I am renewed. Now I have a life to live, and nothing can stand in my way. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead, the life of the world to come. Amen. My dear family, let us ask the Lord to hear the needs we now present.
For all Christians, that renewed in the Holy Spirit, we may always seek unity as one body in Christ, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the peace the Holy Spirit brings may pervade the entire world so that nations never again settle their differences by taking up arms against each other. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who are to be confirmed, that they may grow in wisdom and understanding, prudence and courage, knowledge, piety and awe. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That we may recognize the gifts of the Holy Spirit in ourselves and each other, and that we may encourage and use those gifts to extend peace, mercy, and love to those most in need. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That God may extend his healing hand upon those who suffer from illnesses in our community, especially those who continue to be affected by the coronavirus, and bless those who minister to them. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Joe Cueva, Nathaniel Garcia, deceased members of the Hagelin family, Jesse Cano, Rebecca Gutierrez, and Beatrice Martinez, and for all those prayers that we hold in the silence of our hearts, and for all our intentions, spoken and unspoken. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Gracious and loving Father, all of this we do ask through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Which is in joy, who for hell, he shall not forgive unto you.
pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Grant, we pray, O Lord, that as promised by your Son, the Holy Spirit may reveal to us more abundantly the hidden mystery of this sacrifice, and graciously lead us into all truth through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for bringing your Paschal mystery to completion. You bestowed the Holy Spirit today on those you have made your adopted children, by uniting them to your only begotten Son. This same Spirit, as the Church came to birth, opened to all peoples the knowledge of God, and brought together the many languages of the earth in profession of the one faith. Therefore, overcome with Paschal joy, every land, every people exalt in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall. They may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, once more giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your Church spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, Michael our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember all our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages. May we merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. With faith and hope, let us all dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
Peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Peace, 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 peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Hello, I'm Father Pete Alisadro, Rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with His love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers.
Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, a part of your life, providing advanced quality care and vital services close to home and dedicated to keeping South Texas healthy and strong. More information is available at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast. If you have been blessed by our efforts and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.